This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Earth Day will be celebrated from noon until 5 o'clock on Saturday, April 20th in Bronson Park in downtown Kalamazoo. It will include speakers, music, games, exhibits, and art installations. Here to tell us more about Earth Day in Kalamazoo is David Banach. He's a history professor at Western Michigan University. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
What will people see in Bronson Park if they go there on Saturday, April 20th?
A lot. So we've been planning this for several months. This is the third year that this same group has put on the event, and this will be our biggest yet, it looks like. We have lots of music. We have a bunch of speakers. We've shortened the speaker time so we keep everybody's attention, keep the energy level up, and we have a really amazing level of community support. So we have over 70 different booths with vendors and exhibitors. Everything from activist groups to businesses and political figures and city information booths, everything that you can imagine.
So is there a certain process for getting in as a vendor or a politician or a nonprofit group?
So we also have a lot of sponsors, and if people would like to make a donation to sponsor, we're always happy to have that. This is not a profit-raising endeavor. We just look to break even here. But at this point, we will take sponsors, but we can't put them on printed material because the event is less than 2 weeks away. But we always are open for vendors and exhibitors of any type. And you can go find us at the Kalamazoo Nature Center's website, or you can just Google Bronson Park Earth Day. We're once again partnering with the Kalamazoo Nature Center. They've been very helpful, and they've had an Earth Day out there for a very long time. So we're working hard to make sure that we're cooperative rather than competitive.
What is the meaning of 101,000 acts of green?
That's something that I'm really proud of. In the past couple of years, when we started the Earth Day, it was let's get people's interest and get people hooked, get people to take part with a big festival. This year, we're really building off of that to make a bigger commitment. And 101,000 acts of green, we chose that number because there's 101,000 households in Kalamazoo County. And what we're looking for is between this Earth Day and Earth Day 2020 to have supported and promoted 101,000 acts of green. And that can be anything, any organized activity in sustainability or in support of environmental or conservation issues. So whether it's a river cleanup, a beach cleanup, cleaning your neighborhood, helping people change out light bulbs, having a reading group talk about an environmental book or bringing in a speaker or whatever it is that you or your family or your church group or your community group would like to do to make our community a more sustainable place.
But an organized activity then just goes beyond, say, being extra careful about recycling at home or something like that. This is something where you probably would get involved with other people in and around wherever you live, work, etc.
Right. And that, to me, is one of the most important things about Earth Day, because Earth Day is not just about doing things for the Earth. It's about creating a community that is concerned about the Earth. So the organized activity, it can be anything from 3 or 4 people to 30 or 40 or 300, whatever you can bring together. But so let's say it's recycling. Maybe you want to make a pitch to your neighborhood association about improving the recycling activity. That would count. And if you're interested in doing something like this, again, you can go to the Kalamazoo Nature Center's website or to just search Bronson Park Earth Day. And on that page, you'll find a link to submit your act of green. And so we're going to record all those so we have a record, and then we'll be able to promote what people have done. And we'll do our best to recognize the activities that people have put forward, and we'll help promote it. So if you've got something you want other people to be involved in, if you're part of a group that regularly does hiking activities or camping or whatever, put it on there and we'll help promote it and get some new people into your group.
Does Earth Day touch on policy and politics?
Yes. So one of the things that I think is really important is that we think of environmental or conservation issues as political, but not partisan. Because we have so many problems that we face right now with sustainability. And whether we like it or not, the solutions are political. Whether they're legislative or policy or whatever they might be, but it's not necessarily a Democrat or Republican issue. You know, if we look just at presidents and their involvement, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, between the two of them, are the most significant presidents in passing environmental laws. And they were both Republicans. So this doesn't need to be partisan.
Does it break down ideologically? In other words, can a conservative group come forward with more sort of market-based solutions that might get us somewhere closer to where we want to be on climate, et cetera?
Yeah, one of the examples I like to use is a group that no longer, to my knowledge, is no longer operating. But a few years ago, and I think they were out of Florida and Georgia, they called themselves the Green Tea Movement. And they were a response to when the Tea Party movement started and to be a very reactionary and conservative element of the Republican Party. And so the Green Tea Movement sprang up and they promoted sustainability issues, particularly renewable energy. And their perspective was that renewable energy, particularly solar in Georgia and Florida, was just good business and promote that as an economic driver for the community. And it worked. It was really, really successful.
There's a lot of pretty dire news about climate, including the UN report saying, if we don't take some serious action by 2040, we're going to see some significant changes in the Earth. There's even some, I suppose, disturbing news about recycling. It's becoming more expensive. There's some communities around Michigan that are questioning whether or not they can continue to afford to do that. When those sort of things come up, does it inspire people or could it also make them feel like this little bit that I'm going to be able to do just doesn't matter a whole lot in the grand scheme?
Yeah, and that's something that we're really seeing with the most recent IPCC report is that the level of threat is just so intense. And the projections for what the planet's going to look like in just a couple decades are really scary. And they're just, the problems are so big. And to be perfectly honest, one person can't solve it. And we have to recognize that. And that goes back to the 101,000 acts of green being organized activities. We all should do what we can, but we should encourage our neighbors, our friends, our family to do it. And then we need to work through the political realm to make sure that government and business and industry, where the largest degree of threats to the environment come, also improve their sustainability. So, so we have to do it on all levels. But every great change in the country was perceived to be impossible until people made it happen. And the United States is a global leader, and we need to take back that realm, and we need to show that we are the country that can lead the world in whatever kind of innovative solutions we need. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to do that.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Earth Day will be celebrated Saturday, April 20th, from noon until 5 o'clock in Kalamazoo's Bronson Park. I'm speaking with Western Michigan University History Professor David Banach about this weekend's event, as well as the meaning and history of Earth Day. So as you say, these 101,000 acts of green are supposed to happen between Earth Day 2019 and Earth Day 2020. Earth Day 2020 is a significant day. That'll be the 50th anniversary of the first Earth Day. One of the things you teach at Western Michigan University is about environmental history and the American environmental movement. How does Earth Day fit into that history?
Yeah, that's a great question because Earth Day 1970 was the first Earth Day. And 1970, we often talk about it being the Green Decade. And it was called the Green Decade because it was the decade in which most really significant environmental legislation was passed. But it's also a decade where we saw essentially unqualified bipartisan support for environmental issues. And that's why I go back to its politics, not partisanship, because in the 1970s, everybody believed that the United States should be acting vigorously to protect our resources for the future. And that's one reason we got so much of that legislation passed. And then just one other thing about Earth Day itself, Earth Day has its roots in the Midwest. And I'd love if we can reclaim that and show that the Midwest can be a leader in this type of activity. I mean, let's be pure Michigan. Let's protect our water. Let's protect our parks. Let's protect our public lands. Because the Earth Day itself was started by Gaylord Nelson, who was a senator from Wisconsin. And then the very first Earth Day activity was a teach-in at the University of Michigan. So this has its roots in the Midwest, and we should be proud of that.
So how do you think you get back to a point like the 1970s, as you lay it out there, where there is this broad agreement that something needs to be done about the environment and climate change, and then we hash out what exactly that is?
That's the million-dollar question, or probably a lot more than a million. It's going to be really tough. It really is, because the solutions have to be really innovative and really big. An example is something like the Green New Deal. It's those kinds of ideas have become very polarizing. We need to find ways to talk across party lines and to talk in ways about what is the future of humanity, what is the future of our neighborhood, what's the future of our communities and our families and our schools and our churches. We're not going to have those futures there if we don't do something. And that's why we need to say, okay, let's look at something big. Let's take the Green New Deal. And let's look at it from, say, a social justice perspective, which is going to bring people to the table from the left. But then let's also look at it as a program that will create business opportunities, spur forward economic growth, and that brings people to the table from the right. And if we have really carefully thought out and comprehensive solutions, there should be something there for everybody.
Does the Green New Deal, though, represent a starting point realistically in you know, the first bid on the table? Mm-hmm. And maybe not, if we're going to be realistic here, at least talking in 2019, the finished product of what makes its way through Congress?
If I had my way, we'd pass all the things that the Green New Deal hints at tomorrow. But you're right, that's not politically reality. The Green New Deal, in its most basic essence, argues that we have three crises in this country. We have a climate change crisis, we have an economic inequality crisis, and we have a social justice crisis. And the Green New Deal is an attempt to put all three of those crises into a single basket and say, how can we come up with solutions that are going to fix all of these major problems? And it takes its roots from the original New Deal, which did a similar kind of thing. It wasn't a single policy. It wasn't looking to solve a single problem. It was saying that, you know, at the height of the Great Depression, the United States faced many, many problems, and they were all extremely serious. And we couldn't answer those unless we had grand and innovative and really ambitious solutions. And that's what we need now. But yeah, so the Green New Deal puts some ideas out there. Right now, it's just a resolution. There's not actual policy in it. And so now the point is to take those ideas, those resolutions, and say, how can we create the policy to make it happen? So you're right. This is a starting point. This is where we say, here's our goals. Now let's find the policy to make them happen.
Has 49 years of Earth Day changed the way people view the environment and issues surrounding it, do you believe?
I believe Earth Day is... It functions in waves, and you can actually see that just in the city of Kalamazoo. The current downtown Earth Day, we are coming into our third year. But it's not that there's never been a downtown Earth Day. There's been two or three incarnations earlier. They usually last for 4, 5, 6 years. The festival disappears for a few years, and then it comes back under some new leadership. And I think that the public interest in taking an active role in creating environmental solutions is similar. And I think we're at a point now where we have the PFAS situation in our drinking water, the lead in our drinking water, all the plastics in along the roadsides and in our water. We have the issue of fracking and what that's doing to our drinking water. And then on top of that, we have climate change and we have air pollution and we have all these other really serious problems that we face today. These aren't problems that are going to hit us in 10 years or 12 years or 20 years. These are problems we face today. And when you look at your drinking water, there's no partisanship about drinking water. Democrats, Republicans, or anybody needs to drink clean water. And so it's that kind of spur to action that I think has over the years created cycles of involvement. And Earth Day is a great way to energize and empower the public, the community, to come together and take action.
So you ran for Congress, mm-hmm, in 2018, climate change and the environment were two of the big issues you did run on. But when John Hoadley, the state representative from Kalamazoo, announced that he was running for Congress next year in 2020, you tweeted that John Hoadley has your unqualified support. Does that indicate then you don't plan to run for Congress?
That's right. And, you know, when I ran for Congress in 18, one of the biggest reasons I ran is, and I'm not taking away from the other candidates, I didn't think that the current representative at that time or any of the other people running put forth the strategy and the policy and just the overall perspective that we needed. And I don't have to run in 2020 because we have someone who's going to do it. And I'd rather not have to run because it's a lot of work. And I'm glad to see that Representative Hoadley is answering the call and he has the right policy. He has a nice long track record so we can honestly trust what he says because he can back it up with the way he's acted in the state legislature. And he is one of the things that I most admire is how hard he works, because I think that that's one of the most important attributes for an elected official is that they need to work their tail off because we are paying their salary and they are going to Lansing or to DC and their job is to work for us and to make sure that our lives are better. And I think he'll do that.
So you won't run for Congress in 2020?
That's right.
Is it possible we will see your name on the ballot for anything else in the future?
I won't rule it out at this point. I guess I sound a little bit like a politician leaving the ends open. But one way or the other, I'll have to make some decisions pretty soon because the next election cycles are coming around. But at this point, I'm thinking about it, but I haven't made any decisions.
David Banach is a professor of history at Western Michigan University. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Links with more information about Earth Day events on Saturday, April 20th in Bronson Park can be found at WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. It can also be heard through our website and the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.